Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pooler. Today, we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Madeline Shan. I'm really looking forward to an exciting conversation. We are streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network under Fresh Takes, going out to Apple TV, Fire TV, Android TV, Roku, and many more. We're also on MSPNewsGlobal.com, and we're also on Business Innovators Radio Network. And now, our new hosts, which I'm really excited about as well, we're also on the USA Global TV and Radio Network, which is incredible as well. I would like to make an official shout out to our show sponsors, Dreamweaver, Artist Ranch. After that big mouthful, let's bring in our incredible guest, Dr. Madeline Shan. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for inviting me. I was just listening to the wonderful shopping list. It was like a beautiful shopping list. And well done to you for remembering all that. Wow, you must have been really good at exams because you remembered it all.
Well,
I loved
as you
it.
Just saw, Madeline, this is take two. I had to delete the first edit of this show because I messed up for the first time in ages getting all my words wrong. So I said, Madeline, we're going to have to start again. So I do normally remember it, but we did have a few complications at the beginning. Madeline, tell us about Star Child Universe being a book and a musical.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for inviting me on the Brilliance Business TV show. I'm really honoured and humbled, Mark. Seriously, I'm a fan of yours in every way. And I feel that your work, it just goes beyond. And I just wanted to say that to you.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
Yeah. So going back to me, oh my gosh. Okay, Star Child. Well, as you know, maybe it was done. This is my book, Star Child, which is available on Amazon. And basically, it's a fantasy set in a modern day, but a fantasy where it's a collaboration, a joining of the universe and all its magic and earthly beings. And how they resolve a solution, a way of overcoming fear to transcend into love and save Mother Earth. That's what it's basically about. So when I was writing this, which I wrote this in 2008, which is a different version, and then during the pandemic, I rewrote it. It's like, you know, sometimes when you're kind of putting pen to paper and just you're in thought, and then suddenly it's like a little stirring in your heart. Okay, time to return. Where? Star Child. Oh, come on. What? You're kidding me. Star Child again. I spent from 2008. Come on, universe. And they said, no, little one. It's time. Okay. And that's how my conversations are with the universe, with the universal heart. Anyway, so from there, I revisited it during the pandemic and had new illustrations, new vibration, new energy, everything new. And I had to do that within the time of the pandemic, as a lot of people had ample opportunity to do things from their creativity and to spend time with family, friends and loved ones. So before I rewrote this, I put on a production of Star Child the musical whilst I were in Malta, because I lived in Malta for 16 years. And I used a lot of my a lot of my knowledge of performance and as an artist and a songwriter. And I decided that in my heart, I want Star Child the musical. So then I got in touch. Shall I? Do you have any questions right now?
You want me to ask more questions?
No. I'm still carrying on, but I kind of don't want it so that I'm just like taking the show. I'd like it so that we're feedback.
Of course.
Positive flow.
I was going to say around love and fear, it's a very common thing that fear can take over, isn't it, Madeline? And it's really important to not fear our thoughts and come from a place of love and being the observer, because that's a really interesting topic in your book.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark, in some way. And for years, I must admit, I always shunned negativity. I said, oh, that's negative. I don't want to know. And the more I did that, the more it would come up in my life, the negative. And then it was like, I just thought, wait a minute. It keeps coming up all the time. What is it about this negative? And I'm thinking, if I keep shunning negativity or lower vibration of fear, if I keep shunning it, how on earth am I going to explain to someone about feeling the love? The only way to feel love is you feel the fear first. You feel the fear first to the point of it changes your world upside down and you become almost a victim to the fear. Then you start getting curious about the fear. And then you start, so what is it about this fear? And then when you start to understand it, you go, actually, fear, you're not as strong as you think you are. And then the fear dissipates, because from the fear transcends to the other spectrum, which is the love.
Yes.
Because love and fear can't live without each other.
Yes.
In order for someone to awaken to their pure essence of where they live in their heart, they emanate that love. You cannot emanate that love if you still have a fear of fear.
Yes.
Wow, where's this coming from? Thank you.
I agree totally. And another question I have is about the link with heaven and earth, with Star Child universe.
Yeah, the link. Do you mean in reality or actually in the story?
In the story.
The story, okay. Because there is a bit of a reality to it as well. But in the story, the heaven and earth is that it begins where Star Child is a curious being from another planet in another cosmos. And she loves to go astral traveling. She loves to fly to other planets and explore different cultures like we do, where you go on holiday to explore different cultures. Well, she's the same, but is in the cosmos. One day she gets off track and then she comes up to this beautiful blue planet. Beautiful blue planet that's just crying, crying, crying in pain. And it turns out to be planetary being Mother Earth. So she meets Mother Earth for the first time. So it's with Mother Earth explaining about her children that are losing their ways, although she loves them with so much love. But she can't keep seeing them destroying and hurting each other. She says, they've got to stop acting as if they're in a playground, running about chaos. They need some form of organization, bit of structuring. Anyway, so she tells them that, and Star Child goes, okay, I'll help you. You know, I'll help you save them. Who are the humans anyway? Who are they? And then when she lands on the planet, she meets two girls, Indigo and Serafina. And one of them's a fashion designer, so she's into the clothes and the fashion. And the other is a yoga. She's teaching to be a yoga teacher because she went to India to be. So she learns. So the first humans that she meets are two like hippies, one rock chick and one hippie chick. So therefore, these people, these two girls, are so free spirits anyway. So she doesn't meet anyone that's condescending or destructive. And then she meets Malachite. And Malachite is a guy who's strong, athletic, and he likes to put awareness about education, about fair equality and justice in the world. So she then gets to understand about what's going on in the world. But because she's been on the planet for too long, her vibrations, she's starting to feel fear and she doesn't know what it is. So therefore, at that time, her father on the planet is thinking, where is she? She's usually back by now. So he has to go and consult a golden healer that consults a crystal maze that is like a telescope for the whole of the universe and sees on the blue planet that she's there. But at the same time, he sees from another lower vibration planet, they hear of Earth weakening and they are ready with their army, evil army, to come in and annihilate her, because that will make them stronger, because fear fuels their planet. Love doesn't, but fear does. Therefore, they've heard there's a whole planet that is full of fear. Wow, rich takings there. So basically, the story is about how through Star Child visiting Earth, getting to know the human beings, realizing what they have is compassion and love for each other. Some, but then she can't understand why on the other spectrum, there's poverty and, equality, not fair justice, all kinds of, all the things that's going wrong on Earth, basically, I put into this story.
Yeah, I was going to say, Madeline, you have such a creative mind, and as well, you just really touched on so many topics that they're just so, especially for people on a spiritual journey that are transcending to love, because I think when you do transcend higher into love as well, you become, I have to be very careful what I watch on television. I have to be very careful of what I consume, because I notice when you are in a state of love, anything what's not love, you become very sensitive to it and it can trigger you a little bit as well. I don't know whether you find that.
I do. You know, sometimes I love crisps. I can't stop eating crisps. It's just something that when I watch a movie, I like to have crisps or nachos or something like this. And I know it's not good for me. Or sometimes I might have a pot noodle occasionally. And you know what? It makes me feel tired. It makes me also feel attuned with the low vibration that's emanating from the film that I'm watching. So had I been in a higher state of vibration, I would have been able to watch the film as the observer and not be affected by the vibration. But because I was eating processed food, that's not good for you, at all, I actually went into the story and that story became me, and that vibration of that fear, whatever emotions were going through that, actually attached to me and it affected me greatly.
I have to be very, very careful.
Yeah, me too. I can't even watch the news.
And when people are talking about not nice things, I have to kind of move away because I'm very sensitive to it. And even when I'm in a high state of being, I prefer not to hear it because I'm very sensitive to it.
But we're all work in progress, Mark, and we've all got different lives and missions, haven't we, really? And it's a case of, maybe that's not your... maybe that's not your calling to be around of that. But there are some people that is their calling to travel between the underworld, the overworld and the upper world, three worlds.
It is important because it's the perspective that you put on it as well. So yeah. I'm learning to, even if it's something not nice, that you can actually see it from a different perspective and still come from a place of love how you're observing it as well, which is really important. So I am getting better at that.
It's the lessons. It's the lessons in love.
Yes.
You'll be level 42, lessons in love.
you've been awarded recently of Woman of Heart Awards Awakening Goddess 2022. Explain to the audience what this means.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to Princess Dr. Desiree Richardson, that has an immense gift within her. Her compassionate heart is a universal compassionate heart. And she finds people all around the world and she brings out their compassion, brings out their strengths. And I just love her for that. And I never thought of myself as a goddess. In fact, I didn't. I never had looked in the mirror. I didn't even think of myself like this. But since Princess Desiree, Dr. Desiree, gave me this title, and I said, why did you give me this title? She says, because I'm in tune with the universe, and the universe said that this we have to bring a new title in. She had to bring a new title. So there's all different titles. So because of my spirituality, because of my heart, because of my ways and not of the human. It's very childlike essence and magical.
You have a wonderful energy and it's very, very well deserved, Madeline. And what is your connection to World Jenny's Day as well? I had the pleasure of meeting Jenny as well and interviewing her.
Oh, you mean Janetta?
Janetta.
Well, maybe you did with Jenny, because Jenny, her daughter, lives in spirit in her heart, in Janetta's heart anyway. So absolutely, you did pick up Jenny. I love Janetta so much.
She's
Janetta.
Lady.
She absolutely, her heart is, and her understanding and her gift that she has been given to understand about the whole spectrum of mental health.
Yes.
And also communicating from the rainbow bridge, from the other world, from a heavenly world, heaven and earth. She actually is a divine expression of conveying the message through from the rainbow bridge to the people of the earth on an earthly manner, earthly plane, earthly vibration. And I love Janetta because we've worked on a few projects now, and she saw Star Child. She saw Star Child. She saw into Star Child. And lately she was dreaming about Star Child. Star Child came to visit her. Because I always believe, if you believe in something so real and you feel it, it actually manifests in your microcosm world.
Yes, definitely. All possibilities exist, Madeline.
Who knows? Maybe not on this earth, but on a different dimension, it actually exists.
Yes, well, imagination is real as well. So I believe totally in that. Now, you're doing a collaboration with Dr. Jacqueline, who is part of the USA Global TV and Radio Network, which I'm now part of as well, for the education platform. Tell us more about that.
Well, I call her the captain of the mothership of USA Global TV and Radio. Again, it was a case of I was introduced with Dr. Jacqueline from Ian Palmer and Helena and the late Dr. Philip Chan, who you would have loved, by the way, Mark. Everyone loved him. He was the golden connector in every way. Every way.
I know.
Golden connector of dreams. You knew him. You knew him, yeah. It was through Dr. Philip Chan that I met Ian. Through Ian, I met Dr. Jacqueline.
Yes.
And so I went on the interview.
Hunter, is he?
No, Ian Palmer Turner.
I know him as well. They have the show.
Yeah, the Great Britain. Yes.
It's definitely the same one. I know them well.
Immense. Just beautiful, strong, loving, compassionate, but professional. Professional hearts. Just professional in every way in their role and mission in life. With Dr. Jacqueline, she saw something in me when she was interviewing me. She said, I'm thinking of doing, because she's got the Power of Listening courses.
Yes.
And she said to me, it would be lovely for you to, because I was teaching her through Colors of the Voice, which is a syllabus that I created about someone connecting to their singing voice, understanding their vibration, their tones. And so with Dr. Jacqueline, I said, let me give you a few lessons from my heart. And I said, if 15 lessons, your voice will be there and also you'll be writing your own song. And she said, no. I said, yes, it will happen. Anyway, it did. It did happen. By the 10th lesson, she started writing her own songs. And her voice came out stronger than ever. And I said to her, you know, you want to be like Michelle Pfeiffer, what film was it? Is it Fabulous Baker Boys or something? She was on a glamorous lounged on a piano, singing out to the boys and to the men. And I just said to Dr. Jacqueline, I said, I see you as this diva, but this showy cabaret, beautiful, glittery diva. She says, that's what I want. And I said, yeah, because Mark, I have a divine gift. And my divine gift is I'm a little fairy, Tinkerbell, that comes along, meets people and triggers them. So they deal with certain stuff that needs to come up. At the same time they get a big buzzy feeling of, wow, my heart is just in love with what their purpose is. So they get that injection, boom, straight away, creative heart, whoa, awakens, realization, awaken, yeah. And then there's the work, the shadow work, then there's the triggering. So they get this and then they get the other part of it. So sometimes I get people that stay with me or some people that just go off because they can't deal with the triggering vibration. They can't deal with the vibrations. They're either too high or it's too much for them. So they need to go away. And when they're ready, they come back.
I hear you.
So with Dr. Jacqueline, she was ready anyway. And she was really, it helped because had Dr. Jacqueline been in corporate and doing a part-time job running USA Global TV and Radio, it would have been, we would have had conflict. I would have triggered her too much. But because she was away from corporate and she just had her own world, then there was no other influences to take her away from her path, to be afraid of the triggering. Because that's what I do, Mark. I trigger. I'm like a mirror in a mirror. And what I do, I mirror people's passions, their purpose and belief, but they're shadows too.
Yes, and we all have to deal with our shadows as well to get
to clean
the
it
light as well.
To cleanse it, yeah.
It's not a very pleasant experience at times.
It's not a good job, I tell you that. I keep saying to the universe, come on, can I have another job, please? Seriously.
It has to be done.
It has to be done. Someone's got to do it.
Madeline, people can connect with you on your new updated website, www.madelineshan.com. That's www.madelineshan.com. Who should connect with you, Madeline?
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Martin Zogby from Ghana. He's 21, exceptionally talented and gifted. And we've been working together, and I did pay him because I believe it's about paying and being worthy of someone's creativity. And we worked together on it. He was the genius behind it, but I helped him to go, I'd like it like this, this, this. And yeah, there was a few little, as with everything, I'm not going to say it was a whole rose tinted glasses, because it wasn't. There was a few challenges, and a few miscommunication. But then when the communication was there, oh la la, magic happened. Just divineness. And this website had 2 months of stalling because of certain storms in each other's lives. So this, I've been waiting since January for this. So I'm so happy that, you know what, Mark? It was completed last night at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right in time for our show.
Right time. I'm just so happy for Martin Zogby. He's just from Ghana. He's amazing. Everyone should, honestly, if you want a website or any kind of marketing website, he's super talented, super gifted. The reason why I did this website was a good friend of mine, Lottie, amazing. She's been with me with Star Child all this time, and with the music. You know, we haven't even talked about the musical, but anyway,
we've literally got a minute and a half. Yes.
Okay. Well, basically, please go onto the website. You'll see me. I am a creative heart awakened, meaning I'm a soul voice awakener, soul heart awakener. I will awaken your heart, tap into your, help you to connect to your creative genius. There's me as Maddie Loveday, international pop dance artist, had a number 7 in the Billboard charts. What else? Novelist, Star Child, my biography, about my life. The musical is not actually on there. I still have to do that page, but it's got the musical. It has got all the songs from all different. Do you know what? We need to do in a different show for the musical.
I was going to say, I'm sure we'll be doing another show.
Is that all right?
Of course.
It's okay. Because I feel with a musical, it needs to come into its page.
We can have you on again, Dr. Madeline.
And then I can sing some songs from the musical, or I could even read some of the script from the musical, and you can play a part too. I can send you a part and you could play a part too. Wouldn't that be
excellent.
Fun?
Excellent. We will do it again. Thank you ever so much for being my guest today, Madeline. I thoroughly enjoyed having a conversation with you.
Thank you, Mark. You're amazing. And thank you so much for allowing me to share my crazy world, magic world, crazy world, shadow world, love world. Who knows? All of it.
The pleasure's been
all of that and beyond.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for Brilliance Business TV, Conversations with Leading Experts. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio.
To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.